How are designers like us supposed to know where to begin every project? What questions to ask? Selecting materials, how to spec processes, how to be sustainable? If you're asking these questions, this show's the answer. All right, packaging peeps, I've got a special message from our sponsor, IDPDirect.com. If you want a more transparent supply chain and color consistency across your entire retail packaging program, check out IDPDirect.com. Not only do they make some of the most beautiful luxury retail packaging around the world, they're factory direct, meaning you speak directly with the factory making your packaging, not a middleman. Check out IDPDirect.com and schedule a consultation anywhere in the world near you. IDPDirect.com. Thanks so much for joining me. So one of the things I get asked a lot is, how do you consistently come up with innovative packaging ideas? You know, how do you find these structures? How do you develop these ideas? Like, where does it all come from? And I think the biggest thing that I like to share is the fact that I expose myself to as much packaging, structure, unboxing as possible. As an example, I saw this box online. It's a new sustainable paper-based packaging for pharmaceuticals, for prescription meds to replace like the little orange jars that you typically get. And instead of challenging it, instead of asking why, you know, why would I make this out of paper? You know, instead of asking all those things, I take a look at the packaging, I look at the design, and then I focus on how it was even made. Right? I sketch out a die line, I cut it out, I make my own. And it's not because I want to duplicate it. It's because there's learnings in there that I can apply to something else. There's a locking feature on the lid that allows it to be child resistant. You know, how does that work? You know, I can see it in the picture and I can kind of get an idea of how it actually functions, but by truly building it by hand and testing it myself, you know, I've learned a new way to create a locking mechanism. When I open up a container of eggs, like a, you know, like a 12 pack of eggs, a dozen of eggs, they have those little locking tabs on the sides that close the lid. You know, how do those work? How can I apply that to packaging? You know, can I make that out of a flat board? Can I make that out of corrugate? Is there a way I can duplicate that in from a flat sheet versus a molded fiber? As many times as I can go through packaging or I can go through some type of unboxing experience and then figure out how it was made or what part of it is interesting, you know, can I recreate it myself? And when I recreate it myself, when I build it myself, there's experience there that happens that when I'm speaking to a startup, when I'm speaking to a client and they're thinking, you know, I need a box that has a locking feature. All of a sudden, in this quiver of ideas, I've got, oh, well, maybe I can apply that molded fiber thing that I saw on the egg carton, you know, or maybe there's a, you know, that child lock feature that I saw on the prescription bottle that I tested. Maybe I can apply that. Or now that I've got these two separate ideas, is there a way that I can combine them to create something new? You know, and I think innovation comes from testing, failing, building, you know, just repeated experience, right? The more reps that you get, the better you are at it. Brands reach out and they say, hey, I've got a product that I need a really innovative unboxing. Great. I don't know what that means. So what's your product? You know, what are you currently doing? What's your competition doing? And I'll build out this like graph of what they're currently doing, what their competition's doing, what other brands in similar industries are doing. And then what does the product require? You know, what are you trying to communicate to the consumer when they open it? And how can I do that with structure? And a big part of that is, you know, making sure I know what materials to choose. That means exposing myself to a lot of materials, you know, working with a lot of different paper companies, you know, asking them questions, not being afraid to sound stupid by asking the, you know, some basic question. If I don't know something, I'm going to ask. And I think that that's the biggest part to innovation is asking questions, because something that's mundane for somebody at a paper mill might be groundbreaking for you and it might lead to new ideas. So it's always like, how can I open up more doors in my mind to create more ideas? And that's how you innovate. So a big part of it is, you know, a few years ago, I realized that there was no structural packaging agencies out there. So what I did is I built a structural packaging agency and, you know, that grew and that was amazing. And through that, I learned a ton, not only just building an agency, but also what it meant to be innovative in packaging structures and how to create these ideas. I also learned kind of the way that I work, which is I really like to rough things out. I'm not hi-fi. Everything is pencil sketch, Procreate sketch. My prototypes are super rough. I've got a video out there that shows me building out a box for a company called Walpole. And I do this out in the middle of the desert, as stripped down as you could possibly get. And, you know, that's how I work. It's just, you know, it works for me and I can show a customer, I can show a brand a really roughed out prototype. And they appreciate it because when you show a really rough prototype, it allows them to feel safe. Like they can help you innovate. They can say, you know what? I don't like the way this locks. Can you change it? I don't like the way that this fits in my hand. Can we adjust it? Now, if you were to deliver a factory ready prototype that is like perfectly wrapped, you know, 90 degree angles, a lot of times it's intimidating and it feels like that's all baked in. And many brands won't come back to you with their true feelings and tell you, you know, I wish this was a little bit bigger. They'll look at it and they'll be like, oh yeah, this is great. Let's roll with it. But in the back of their mind, they're not 100% satisfied. So it's just a matter of how you pitch that to them and how you communicate with them. In terms of how you develop innovative ideas, keep working, keep making new prototypes. If you see a new pack on the market, duplicate it. Duplicate it at home with, you know, loose leaf paper, with cardboard boxes from Amazon. Whatever it takes, try to recreate that. And the more that you create boxes yourself, you don't have to show those to anybody, but the more that you're experiencing, the more reps you get in actual structural packaging, the better you're going to be and the faster you're going to be able to innovate. So that's how I work. And if you've got any questions, reach out to me. I'm happy to help. Always looking forward to sharing more information with you. Thanks so much for following. Please rate, review the podcast. I really appreciate any feedback you guys have. If you have any questions, you can DM me on LinkedIn. And I'm happy to answer them here on the Packaging Podcast. All right, guys, we'll talk soon. Thanks for joining us on the show. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the Packaging Podcast. That way, you can get an insightful podcast every day. The Packaging Podcast is hosted by me, Evelio Matos. If you enjoyed the show, pay it forward by rating and reviewing the show on Apple Podcasts. It'll help grow the show and support our growing audience. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk soon.